We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is how your justice system now works, the federal one. Anyway, if you are caught fabricating official documents, forging reports, submitting them to the court as real and signing under penalty of perjury, perjuring yourself in court affidavits, that's a felony. But your FBI lie, what is your sentence? You did all that, by the way, to spy illegally, to get the ability to spy illegally, not just on the incoming president, but on everyone around him. Remember, it was a three-jump warrant. This would have allowed you to spy on pretty much the whole elected Republican Party. And you perjured yourself at a felony level before the court to do it. Forging an email that said, nah, Russian collusion, nah, we don't have any evidence of that, to say, yes, we do. We do have evidence of Russian collusion. And then submitting that to the court as if it were real. Again, that's a felony. What kind of sentence do you get for that? It's a de facto coup. I mean, if your FBI lie. Zero. 0 months and 0 years. What if you were caught trespassing inside the Capitol? That's illegal too, but not as illegal as fabricating court documents. What if you're caught waving a Trump flag inside the Capitol where you're trespassing? What do you get for that? 8 months. Sentence is 8 months. Same federal system, folks. That's federal justice. It's federal justice. What do you get? And I deep dove into this on the Battleground podcast yesterday, because when you put the whole picture together, it really is staggering with the Justice Department. What do you get if you're Hunter Biden and you're just openly accepting bribes for your dad? And you're not registered as a foreign agent, so you don't report them to the IRS. There's two felonies there, at least. What do you get? A suspended investigation. Same Justice Department that says, you know, you forged documents to get the ability to spy on Trump. Then you turn him into the court and sign under penalty of perjury that those documents are the real deal as part of a coup to get rid of the president. You do that. That's not really a big thing because we don't like the president. So you don't get any years or months in prison. And by the way, the guy who did that, Kevin Kleinsmith, he's done now. He's finished. I mean, he doesn't have his job anymore, but I don't think he cares. He'll probably have a CNN gig before too long. But you're Hunter Biden, and you're taking money from our enemies, and you didn't register as a foreign agent. You didn't report it to the IRS because you didn't register as a foreign agent. What do you get? Suspended investigation so no one will know. Because, you know, it's the middle of a presidential election. Okay. Well, that was the summer of 2020. It's the summer of 2021. Where's the investigation? Oh, the same prosecutor who decided voters shouldn't know about the bribery or the felonious hiding of the money. They decided that Weiss, the same prosecutor at the Federal Department of Justice. Yeah, he's still in charge of the Hunter Biden case. Oh, well, the election's over. So, I mean, a story was in Politico that he had enough evidence of a crime to file, subpoenas and warrants with the federal grand jury. So, you got to have evidence of a crime of that. So, I mean, he still does, I presume. Where are the filings? I mean, we're told he suspended them. Okay. That was a year ago. Where are they? Where are they? Because let me tell you what, that's far more than breaking into the Capitol and waving a flag. Where are they? Where are the grand jury subpoenas? Warrant filings, where are those? Now, let's put the whole picture together. And we did this extensively yesterday in the Battleground podcast. I kept it a short listen on purpose. People need to understand this. What is truly terrifying about what has happened here is that it's bipartisan. Because everybody hit Mr. Weiss, the prosecutor. Ah, so he just decided not to pursue the Bidens. Okay, well, he has a boss. His name is Bill Barr. Or was Bill Barr. You don't make a decision like that without reporting to the boss. You just don't do that. He works for Bill Barr. Bill Barr did this. What else did Bill Barr do? Anybody remember? Let's go back to December of 2020. December 2020, when Bill Barr revealed to the Wall Street Journal that, yes, not only had he squashed the investigation into Hunter Biden, he had hidden it to make sure Republicans in the Senate couldn't possibly get the, because remember they had subpoena power, couldn't possibly get their hands on any of the evidence implicating Hunter and ultimately Joe in crimes. He hid it from elected Republicans, yes. Who had a right to know about it? Yes. Remember, it was money laundering that had been flagged by the Treasury. It's the Treasury's algorithm, their software, had flagged Hunter Biden's $3.5 million bribe from the Russians as potential money laundering. That's how they figured it out. It's how the Republicans knew about it. They wanted more information. Bill Barr told them there was none. He lied. That's the level of meddling. So you can see here, folks, it's not, if you're still in, hey, Republicans versus Democrats, as some of my trolls are lost in that world, man, you are lost. It's globalists versus everybody else. But then, we just learned this. Bill Barr went a step further than any of that, which is so shocking. So he not only got the case against Hunter Biden suspended, buried the evidence of the crimes that they were going to use to get the warrants and the subpoenas at the federal level, blocked Republicans in Congress who were asking questions from finding out that Hunter was under investigation, but blocked an investigation into the election fraud. Remember, Bill Barr said, well, there's no election fraud. If we'd seen election fraud, then I'd be concerned. But there was no election fraud. We didn't see any. Why didn't he see any? Anybody remember why he didn't see any? This is the same Bill Barr. This is all going on between November and, well, the summer of 2020 and December of 2020. You remember? Anybody remember why? What happened with that? Well, there's an astonishing letter to Donald Trump that was written by Pennsylvania federal attorney Bill McSwain. McSwain also worked for Bill Barr at the time. And McSwain, according to the letter, had seen evidence of the fraud. Wow, what'd he do with it? Well, he went to Bill Barr, who was the attorney general. And what did Bill Barr say? Oh, Bill Barr said to bury it. Wait. The same Bill Barr who said they hadn't seen evidence of fraud? Well, no wonder he didn't see it. Here's the letter. You put the picture together, it is monstrous. Bill Barr had his hand on the lever of this election in every way, in ways that are criminal. This is the letter from the federal attorney, Bill McSwain, who worked for Bill Barr at the time. On election day and afterwards, our office received various allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities. As part of my response, again, this is to Trump. He's telling him what Bill Barr did when he was attorney general. As part of my responsibilities as U.S. attorney, I wanted to be transparent with the public and fully investigate any allegations. Well, why didn't you? Attorney General Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or put out any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. He buried it! But they still looked at the evidence. Nope. Barr told him not to. He was told instead by Barr to pass along serious allegations, the election fraud allegations and irregularities he had evidence of, to the state attorney general for investigation. Who's the state attorney general of Pennsylvania? Democrat? Supporter of Biden's campaign? A guy who said Trump couldn't win no matter what he did before the election? That guy? Yeah, that guy. So the federal attorney is told by Bill Barr to ignore the election fraud evidence he has and to dump it. Send it to the Democrats' office where it can disappear down the chute forever. I disagreed with the decision, he wrote, but those were my orders. As a Marine infantry officer, I was trained to follow the chain of command and to respect my orders of my superiors, even when I disagree with them. So understand, folks, what is going on here? Yes, the common thread is that those who have liberal privilege and are useful to the globalist cabal will get away with whatever crimes they choose to commit. We know that. But this is bipartisan, folks. This is Bill Barr making sure that the election fraud stands, that it's not seen by anybody, that it's not seen by him, that it's never investigated, tells his federal prosecutors to ignore it and to get it out of the office, send it to a Democrat, all while ignoring Hunter's crimes. Stunning picture. And the only people going to prison here, the only people going to prison here are those who questioned the system by waving the Trump flag inside the Capitol because they thought the election was stolen. Well, look, it might have been. We got the letter. Bill Barr won't even let them, let his own federal prosecutors look at evidence of fraud and then turn around and lie to the country. Said, I didn't see any. Well, of course you didn't. You told him not to look at it. You told him not to investigate it. And the people saying, hey, look, it looks like there was fraud. Maybe we should stop here for a minute and not certify this thing. They're in prison. And the people who should be are free. Some of them are still running the Justice Department.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So many boneheads in the news today and so little time. Yes, that is Bobby's old boneheads theme, using with permission, of course. Some people can't handle fame. This woman couldn't. Woman out of Tulsa, police were looking for her. They posted Lorraine Graves on their weekly most wanted list on Facebook. Wow, that was too much for Lorraine. She began commenting on the police department's Facebook post, asking about the reward money. Where's the reward money at? Lorraine Graves wrote. Facebook users tried to warn Graves about posting on social media. Girl, you better stay off social media. They can track you, one Facebook user replied. Ain't gonna be funny when you get processed, another person said. How'd that work out for Lorraine Graves? Not so good. They were able to locate her through her posts. Yeah, she's wanted for accessory to murder. Her bond is now set at $500,000. And this time she will not be commenting on the latest post on her by the Tulsa police. According to KTLU, police have been searching for Graves since March in relation to the murder of Eric Graves. So, yeah, if you're going to do crime, you got to be smart. There's a lot of thinking involved. There's a lot of planning involved. It's not for stupid people, as we've seen so often. Okay. New first in America. Not the kind of first your grandma had. No, not at all. Did you see this? First Sports Illustrated cover with a trans model. Everybody wants in on this. First Sports Illustrated cover with a trans model. Lena Bloom? Cover star Canto. Well, more beautiful than most women, but still. The model follows in the footsteps of model Valentina Sampaio, who was also a man, and the first trans model to appear in the pages of the magazine last July. So Sports Illustrated has put a trans model in the pages, but this is the first cover. Writing on Instagram, Bloom said the appearance heals a lot of pain. We deserve this moment. We've waited millions of years to show up. Well, I don't know about millions of years. I don't know that Sports Illustrated been around that long. But anyway, we have waited millions of years to show up as survivors and be seen as full humans filled with wonder. This historical moment is important to hashtag girls like us because it allows us to live and be seen. Okay. So, Sports Illustrated still has a hard copy. That makes it unusual too. That's practically record breaking. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Texter writes, and just look at the trickle-down effect because of what didn't happen because of Bill Barr. Without all this evidence, there are people going to jail due to January 6th that may not ever have occurred because of a different result on November 5th or whatever the election's held. Yes, because Bill Barr is withholding. So think about what's happened here. Bill Barr knew there was actual evidence of fraud, knew it had been turned in to the Philadelphia federal attorney's office and told him to bury it, that they were not to speak of it, they were not to put press releases out about it, and they were not to investigate it. They were to turn it over to the Democrat state attorney general, where it disappeared. And then Barr goes out and mocks those who participated in January 6th, saying, you know, there's no evidence of fraud. Well, when you bury it, no, there's not. Let me ask you a question. Seriously, we're required to say everything that happened on January 6th was wrong. And a lot of people still horrified by January 6th because they think somebody was killed. Nobody was killed. There was a Capitol Police officer killed, but he was killed by a Democrat, Farrakhan and Joe Biden supporter, who ran him over with a car, jumped out, and stabbed him to death. So that did happen, but nobody cared about that. It's not important. Nobody's talking about it. That happened earlier this year. So nobody was violently murdered at all, contrary to the fake media narrative, right? Well, here's the question. If there was evidence of election fraud, according to a U.S. attorney who works for the Department of Justice, and he was told to ignore it and not investigate it, and that he felt wrong about that, he felt like that was wrong, but he followed orders, he said in his letter, that means there was election fraud, and it was buried. Wouldn't that make what the folks on January 6th did justified? I mean, what was their point? They were going to hold up the confirmation of the election. Wouldn't they be within their rights if there was fraud? If that fraud was buried by the same officials who lied to us and said there was none, and now we have it in writing that there was? Or no, not justified. We should never trespass. I mean, election fraud, folks, think about this for a minute. That's a crime. And I deep dived into this yesterday on the Battleground America podcast. It's called The Collapse of the Justice Department. It's nice and short. You can get it. And I wrap it all up in a bow in one place. You can get it by texting the keyword Battleground to 71307. It's one of the most important podcasts I've done. Think about this for a minute. Election fraud is not just unseemly. It's illegal. These are crimes. These are felony level crimes. And you have your head of the Department of Justice, Bill Barr at the time, Republican appointee, burying it, saying, no, we cannot investigate it. That's a criminal conspiracy. That's obstruction of justice. That's a crime. Remember when we were told that Trump might have committed a crime of obstruction of justice because he allegedly thought about not going along with Mueller, but then he decided not to. But because he thought about it, that was probably obstruction of justice. And even Mueller wanted him charged with a crime. Well, here's your obstruction of justice by the top cop, the top prosecutor, Bill Barr. That's a crime. And we we have to, folks, we have a federal attorney, a federal district attorney who has just admitted we committed a crime. And everyone's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Let's go ahead and sentence those January 6th guys. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Text writes, Terry, you better watch out. The FBI is going to come pay you a visit if you keep talking like that. Well, good, because I've wanted to talk to them for a while. I got some things to say to them. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text writes, Terry, you are making too much sense. People don't like common sense. Now, the texter writes, Terry, are we still knocking on the door of communism, or have we officially stepped inside? Sometimes it feels like we are already in. Texter writes, election fraud in five cities using the same patterns indicates a conspiracy. If you cover it up, haven't you then included yourself in the conspiracy? Yes, you have. Bill Barr did that. So when you put it all together, I mean, between the cover-up of Hunter Biden's crimes, and that's what's so remarkable about this admission over the weekend. Of course, it came out on a Friday in Politico. They wanted to bury it. There's a reason they put it out. This is what's so remarkable about the admission. They had evidence of crimes that they were at the point of going to the court because they had evidence of crimes to get the subpoenas and the warrants to dig further into what the Bidens did. And Bill Barr squashed it. And it was interesting the way that Politico reported it, because he said, well, it was this prosecutor, Weiss in New Hampshire. And I mean, ultimately, yes, I guess that's whose name it would be under, but he answered to Bill Barr. So you got Bill Barr stopping the investigation, even though they had evidence of crimes and could have gone forward with subpoenas, in order to do a favor for the Bidens, deny the American people the right to know. Look, folks, if this was just an investigation into Hunter buying some crack, okay, fine. That's Hunter's problem. That's not what this was. These are bribes. This directly, I mean, these are payments, illegal payments from enemies of this country. That's a problem. I mean, that is a huge problem. And Barr decided unilaterally that you weren't to know about that. That if, you know, you might not want a president who was pre-owned by the Chinese and the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Kazakhs and God knows who else. So he just buried it. And then he went an extra step further and batten down the hatches so Republicans investigating Hunter in the bribery couldn't find out about it. And then when there was election fraud evidence presented to a federal prosecutor's office, he was told, the prosecutor, by Barr, according to his letter, the Pennsylvania prosecutor, to ignore it, not to tell anyone, not to put any press releases out, and to get rid of it, to send it directly to the office, the Democrat-controlled office of the state attorney general. And then Bill Barr went out and said there was no evidence of fraud when he knew damn well there was and had buried it. I mean, this is like a movie. And we're told that the biggest threat to what they call our democracy, we do not have a democracy, we live in a republic. The biggest threat to our democracy is some guy waving a Trump flag in the Chamber of Commerce, of Congress. No, I think the biggest threat to the democracy, i.e. republic, is in the Department of Injustice. This is a complete collapse of the justice system is what it is. And that's what my podcast yesterday is called, The Collapse of the Justice System, of the federal justice. It's gone. It's gone. I wonder this all the time, if our founding fathers were alive, I wonder what they would have thought of this. I wonder what they would have thought the appropriate remedy for this would be. Because a stolen election in which the chief prosecutor, and we don't know that the election was stolen, but we do know that there was fraud, and that fraud evidence was presented to federal offices, and that it was not only not investigated, it was buried, covered up, and those who knew about it were silenced. So, I mean, I don't know. You got people, I mean, if that fraud was real, that's a coup. What would our founders have thought was appropriate? I think certainly some trespassing. Now that we know this, I don't condone violence, and thank God there wasn't any. There wasn't any that day. A lot of people still think there was, but there wasn't. The only violence that we've seen against a Capitol police officer was an attack by a Biden supporter who stabbed him to death earlier this year. We didn't have any violence. There were people who died, yes, but all of them of natural causes, all of them. Heart attacks and the like, pre-existing conditions. So I just, wow. These revelations are quite something. And then we learned today that Hunter Biden has another superpower. He can just, and we have the email chain, he can just email Facebook executives, and if somebody's saying something bad about him, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. You can just email Facebook and they will take it right down. Ban a person, get rid of him. Hunter doesn't like stuff said about him that's true. You can just have it taken down. That is one heck of a lot of power. And it seems like their power is increasing every day. It does. And that's scary. By the way, we are we're now a week past the arrest of the second creator of Patria Vida, the Mexican Cuban Revolution song. He's still in prison. He's disappeared into a Cuban prison. Do you know something? This dawned on me last night. I was laying there. I was like, wow. They picked him up a week ago. What do you think happens to you in a Cuban prison? The people who wrote that beautiful rap song, they call it rap, but it doesn't sound like rap to me. The one I keep playing that you must watch if you haven't seen it. It sounds like this. That song. The two Cubans who created or arrested were arrested. It first came out in February. It took a while to catch on, given the internet restrictions there, right? And I've told you the story of this. I mean, these guys cannot record songs legally in Cuba because in Cuba, you have to be government sanctioned before you can be an artist. In other words, you must be a Marxist in good standing or you don't get to record stuff. Well, they're not. They're banned from being artists. They're not on the list. So they can't record that. Can you imagine, given that level of talent you just heard there? Love that song. It's been knocking around my head. It's really catchy. If you listen to it a couple times, it'll stick in your head too. Well, the second guy was arrested a week ago on Sunday. He's in a Cuban prison. I hope he's okay. Do you realize something? Our country has not called for his release. Did you catch that? Not the Biden administration. In years past, we would have named him. We would have said his name. We would have demanded the release. And maybe the Cubans would release him or maybe they wouldn't. But it goes a long way toward protecting him from torture and abuse and maybe even death. Just the fact that the Cubans know we're watching. And there are sanctions on the line. Not one agency of the U.S. government has so much as put out a press release with their names in it. Nobody has asked for them to be released. The Cuban government understands this implicitly. We're cool with it. It's been a week. They are the leaders, these two men, of the Cuban Revolution that is going on there that got started with the protests in the street. The reason that people came out in the street, they got the courage to do it because those two men put their names courageously on that YouTube video right there. That's how they had the courage to come out in the street. If those guys were going to reveal themselves, then everybody else could. Our country is not asking for their release, has never named them, has never acknowledged that this happened. As far as it appears, we don't care. Meanwhile, another message, I mean, another person arrested who we're not asking for the release of. This is remarkable. And once you understand that the whole revolution, and I call it a revolution, it was the beginning of one before it was crushed, I think largely due to lack of interest by countries like ours. The whole thing revolved around these two guys who recorded this rap song. And the rap song is what inspired people to go into the streets because of the really courageous chance they took. I mean, putting their names when they're not even allowed to be artists in Cuba. You've got to be on the list. You've got to be government approved. You've got to be a Marxist. They're not even allowed to be artists to record this when the secret police were already watching them. It's remarkable. And they're black and they're poor, as is everybody in Cuba who's not the ruling party. And yet we have not asked for their release. Not the State Department. Not the White House. Not Circle Back. Nobody. I think it's a deliberate oversight. I don't think it was an accident. They just left him there. They said nothing. Black Lives Matter did worse. They blame the U.S., not Cuba. They didn't ask for their release. Again, they're black. And the people imprisoning them, I mean, I can't get past this. They're white. They're white Marxists. All of them, male. White males. Putting these black guys in prison. And the minute that, look, the Cuba can read between the lines. The Biden administration's fine with this. They don't want them released. That sealed their fate. Hope they're okay. They're never coming out of that prison. Not without us. And you know what, folks? This is the kind of stuff that used to be slam dunk for us. We would speak out about this. When Trump was in office, we'd go to the ends of the earth to get these people out of prisons. Not anymore. Not anymore. There wasn't even any condemnation of it. We didn't even condemn them, not by name. And these are the people who march the streets. Say their name! Say their name! But when it matters, they're not there. Because when it comes right down to it, if you're black, you criticize Marxism here, they'd do the same thing to you. They'd put you right into prison. They wouldn't even hesitate. They're fine with it. And that's more than clear to Cuban authorities. And that's why they cracked down like they did. Beating a priest, dragging him through the streets, imprisoning rappers for making a song. And now this guy, did you see this? A Cuban man identified as Ernesto Frank Sanchez Aguilar remains missing as of Monday. After interrupting a mandatory act of revolution affirmation in Havana with shouts of freedom. So what this is, the communists just do this in the USSR too. You would be required to show up to these events, these pro-communist party events. And so if you didn't show up, the police would come get you. It'd be taken as, you know, an act of defiance. A guy actually had the guts to go to that and scream the word freedom, Libertad. They arrested him. He's gone. What an act of courage. What an act of courage. You know what is amazing? Cuban police also violently assaulted members of the international press trying to cover this, most prominently an Associated Press photographer, to prevent them from more thoroughly covering the protest. So we protested that, right? Like, we condemned that specifically. No, we didn't. We're cool with it. Okay. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, the current figurehead of the Castro regime, issued a order of combat on July 11th, demanding citizens take violent action against anyone considered a political dissident. So you got some idea of how it's going for these two in the prison. And not a word from us. We're cool. We're cool with it. We're good. We're fine. Go ahead, lock them up. I know what our leaders think. Wish we could do that here. Maybe someday. Maybe someday. It's sad because this is the America who we would have condemned this. We would have been out there. We would have been standing side by side with Amnesty International, all those other groups, but not anymore. Not anymore. Texter writes, I can't imagine what happens to you in a Cuban prison. I can't imagine what happens to you in a DC prison. Yeah, I know. Texter writes, the Biden administration wants to be communist. Why would they intervene? They wouldn't. They aren't. Texter writes, isn't it time for the largest peaceful protest in American history? Well, don't tell the FBI before you do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.